The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Just like one quarter of my lips don't function.
All right.
Like my left mouth isn't good. You want to hear me try to whistle?
I would love that.
That's it.
You need all four parts. You need all four quadrants.
You need
the
all
mouth.
The corners of the mouth to make the, you got to paint with all the fucking colors of the wind if you want to
make a good
That's
whistle
noise. I hate that. I'm so tired of going to the fucking dentist twice a week.
Yeah,
Nick.
This was your second one this week, right?
Yeah, one was a scheduled cleaning, and I was going to get that going, but like Vitus ain't nothing to fuck with.
It's very true.
Vitus is my favorite character from Final Fantasy 15. Is this the show?
Yeah, welcome to Cool Games Inc., where it's a dental hygiene-based podcast with a sort of a video game bent to it. Where we talk each week, we pick a different character from the wide assortment of characters in the video gaming space, and we talk about their teeth and how their mouth might be if you look inside of it, how it could look and how it
I essentially did a LARP of our DreamWorks DreamWorks dentistry game that we developed some 10 or so episodes
ago. I like
ago.
That. You went out into the field, did some field work to kind of test it.
Because I dressed up like Princess Fiona in ogre form, of course.
Right. The real, well, that's
when
the
I see people cosplay as Princess Fiona and they go at it in human form, I just think you're missing the fucking point.
It's just, I actually don't mind it because it's a really easy way to identify the fake fans. Do you know what I mean? Like, you immediately, like, oh, okay,
if,
so you're a
if
fake
you
Shrek
can't
fan.
Take me at my ogre, you don't deserve me at my Fiona,
nor regular Fiona, human Fiona.
And see, the fact that you even just said regular Fiona is like. Speaks volumes. Anyway, I dressed up like ogre form Princess Fiona. My dentist dressed up like me and got into that mouth and put a crown up in there. And
like
now
a,
I have a
like this,
now,
similar to the crown that Princess Fiona puts on Shrek.
It's
when
just
she,
like the Shrek crown that she puts on him
at the end of
Shrek
the
Shrek
third.
The third. When he finally fucking kills the dragon, and then Donkey's like, my wife.
Stupid podcast. Dude, what's this show about?
It's a fucking, we come up with games. People send us game ideas. And this week we got 730 of them through our new Reddit submission way of doing things. And God, it's such a better way of doing things because it is actually parsable.
It's so good. Yeah, let's be very clear here. This system makes me and Griffin's lives so much easier. Because, well, first of all, I think it's good because it means that, like, if you live in a different continent or you like, it just means that people can submit whenever they want throughout the week. So if you have a game idea Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, any day, you can go to reddit.com/r/coolgamesinc to submit it. You don't have to just do it in that narrow 1 hour window before we record.
Yes.
It's cool. We also this week, it was set up so that people can kind of upvote their favorites, which I think is a great system.
Our
fans have really
lot.
Good taste in goofs.
I like that a lot. Before we hop into that, God, my bees, just this fucking stupid lip of mine.
What procedure did they do to you this time around?
They had to numb me down to put this crown on. And now I have a tooth in my head that's not made out of tooth stuff. It's made out of like what coffee cups are made out of, which is great. Because one day I'm going to eat an everlasting gobstopper and that shit's going to explode and cut my fucking cheek open. And I'm going to die from running out of blood.
Is there, is there a chance that your body is going to reject this?
It is likely. It's not just possible. It is likely. It is the likely scenario.
Your body's just going to be like, this is not
real. This isn't tooth stuff. This is what they make coffee cups out
of. I mean, there's the direct comparison. One of these things is not like the other. Like, it can just look at all however many teeth you have 12 and be like, this 13th tooth does not add up.
The material they also the material that they used, Nick, it's like a brown ceramic. Dark brown.
That's an interesting look.
It's
kind
crazy.
Of a George Washington look.
Yeah, it's a weird look. Anyway, how did Dale's Crossing and or Spaghetti Trouble do last week?
It was good. We kind of put them, we sold them on the same cart, kind of like a nerd box situation. So you buy it and you get both.
I see. Yeah. Sort of like a Duck Hunt Super Mario Bros. Situation.
Exactly like that. And
that was maybe the first, but almost certainly the craziest game pairing of all time, right?
Yeah.
In one of these, you're a plumber man who's going to establish a fucking franchise that will create $1 trillion for us and keep us alive in our darkest days. And the other one, you use a gun for to kill birds.
Yeah, one of them is like a hunting simulation, essentially.
So I use the gun for both? No. One, you use a gun to kill birds, and the other one is... it's basically, you know...
You use a shoes to kill whatever a Goomba is. What's the closest...
I've been
meaning to ask you this. Like, what do you think is the closest? What animal is most analogous to Goombas? Man,
you're assuming it's an animal,
right? It could be man. It could be.
I think that game, and I don't want to get too deep, too philosophical. We're only like 6 minutes in, but I do think that game has a lot to say about circumcision. I have a suggestion here, and it was the top submission. I think when applicable and appropriate, and when it doesn't stink, maybe we shouldn't set this as a precedent. I really liked the top submission as decided by upvotes this week.
Yeah, this is just the first attempt at upvotes as a curation method, but so far so good.
Farlins says, a horror game, but instead of jump scares, your friends appear suddenly from off screen and reaffirm your value as a person. Jump cares.
So first of all, jump cares is very good.
It's extremely good.
Second of all, let's drill down into what it means for your friends to appear off screen.
Yes.
Does that mean your friends are
from off screen? So they pop into frame.
Okay. So there's an element of you log in with Facebook and it pulls from your top eight.
Yeah, I mean that's possible, but like I think it would be more fun if we could get like Kinect functionality popping,
mm-hmm.
and then because like you can get that, it is so easy to do like a really really shitty mocap thing using the Xbox One Kinect or even the 360 Kinect if that's all that you've got popping. You remember, I think it was Dance Central 3 where you could do the freestyle dances and then it would show it and it would like superimpose like a laser light background behind you.
Put a glowing ball in each of your hands.
I think it could be something like that. And maybe you record those ahead of time, right? I don't think that you're playing.
Yeah. If it's live, that's a big ask my friends are pretty supportive of me in many of my endeavors, but even trying to get, when we got Jackbox Party Pack 3, I tried to do like a Facebook event.
Have you played the Faking Out or what's it called?
Once, yeah.
Dude, that game owns bones. I fucking
really
love
good.
That game.
It's hard to like play over the internet is the only thing, but
you absolutely can.
You have to get people together in real life. And what I found was like I made a Facebook event for the first time in probably 3 years, and I was like, everyone come over. It's Wednesday night. Let's all play. I invited like probably 12 people just because I was like, you know, we can only support eight, but hedge my bets a little bit. I think one person who didn't already live with me showed up.
That's not good.
Yeah,
that's not a good friendship hit rate, Nick.
No, it's not. My KDR of friendship is extremely low. So for that reason, I think we should pre-record so your friends can log in at any time. Maybe when you log in, it shows you a list of your friends.
Yes, and you have to do an individual, because you can't just be like, "Hey, keep up the great job at work." Because if that pops up at your unemployed friends thing, you're going to think that you're mocking them.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to keep it from being a nonstop Uno dick fiesta?
Yeah, that's always the risk, right?
Because I cannot tell you how many of my... I imagine a lot of my friends on online gaming platforms are like randos that I found on a website to help me get through a Destiny raid. And if it's like, send a message to this stranger, I cannot tell you how many brains gonna get hanged. And they're just going to slowly slide into the right side of my screen.
Yeah, that's
be,
always
like,
a risk.
Fuck you, Griffin. Here's my nut.
Here's my individual. Here's my favorite of my two nuts.
Yeah,
that's a problem. And yeah, they could definitely do that. I feel like we've already on this show developed some PDT, some penis detection technology. And I believe in our canon that is licensed to Nintendo, right? For some reason,
It's for Miiverse. Yeah,
that's what it is. So maybe this is maybe we borrow. Do you think, I mean, I wonder sometimes how Nintendo has, like, survived the past 2 years. Maybe it's because they're on the low licensing out dick detection middleware
Boner
to
Soft.
Every other game company. Yeah. Bonersoft works.
Bonersoft is the best, and I know you heard that, audience, and you thought, how crass. Think about it. It's the best imaginable name for that piece of middleware, because it's like... Boner, yes, soft like software, but also
yeah,
makes
but
their
also,
it makes their boner so, like no,
hold on,
no, you
it
can't
makes
you
their,
can't do the
it makes what? Their boner soft.
Yeah, because they try to like you're playing this game and your friends are sending you nice messages and then like the side of this guy's favorite nut starts to slide into the screen, boner soft activates, and then this guy knows he didn't get to show. The brain,
and then he wilts like a flower. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, because he got shut down.
He's like, oh man, and then everything just falls apart for him physiologically. That's okay. I guess that, as long as it's like not physically.
No,
doing
it doesn't
anything.
Like it doesn't like electroshock them.
Well, I mean, that would only increase the effectiveness
maybe
of our software.
Maybe for some
though.
Folks, yeah, yeah.
Well, then again, for some folks though, that would only excite them more. Here's an idea from Quadruple Jump on Reddit, who says a multiplayer nested simulation. So for example, you play something like Roller Coaster Tycoon in someone else's Sim City, which is one city in someone's game of Civilization.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you gotta love that, right? So it's there's layers to this, and I think we can go as high or as low as we want to. Obviously, like Civilization is a good top layer, and then drill down Sim City for an individual city.
Wait, so no, I mean Civilization. I mean, fuck, dude. If you want to really, really, really get out there, there's that. Oh fuck, what's that game that came out last year? It was the Space 4X game, Stellaris.
Yeah,
Stellaris
sure.
is like a universe, and then we can like zoom into. There's probably like galactic civilizations. I think is just the galaxy, and then maybe we get to
yes.
Civ. And then is there something between Civ and Sim City? There
something continent based.
Yeah, something continental.
What was that Risk game on Xbox Live Arcade where you could pick different classes and like the little Wolfman's die were all fuzzy and everyone. That's sort
Risk
of continental.
Risk Legacy, I think.
No, I almost said Risk Legacy, but no, that's the board game with the persistence. All
right, but it was the same rules, wasn't it? I don't know. Man, that game was good. That was a good version of Risk.
Yeah, it was Risk Factions.
Risk Factions, right.
As of 2014, Risk Factions is no longer available for purchase.
All right, great work, everybody. Great work preserving that shit. So then inside of Risk, you get to, I think that's where you get to Sim City. And then Sims, right? That hierarchy already exists.
Mm-hmm. Griffin,
what?
I'm trying so hard to listen to you, but I'm reading the Wikipedia article for Risk Factions, and I'm going I have to either say this out loud or close it. So there are five factions, right? There's the humans, yeah. The cats, the robots, the zombies, and the Yeti. The human leader is General William P. Fatty McGutterpants, a jingoist American general. He is always seen with his pet dog. I don't remember this at all. Cats, leader, Generalissimo Meow. Generalissimo
I do remember
Meow,
that. Yeah.
He's a... This is their words, not mine. Generalissimo Meow is a Hispanic-sounding cat dressed like Mao Zedong. Launches an attack on the humans after a mortar is accidentally dropped on his country, courtesy of McGutterpants' dog, and McGutterpants refuses to apologize. This game is so political.
This game gets dark, yeah.
Yeah.
Help me drill down. What's past Sims?
I'm closing the tab. So
I think the last layer is like level one of Spore.
Right, and I think if you drill all the way down through past like the sort of microbial stage, it just goes right back to Galciv, and like
you just
the cycle.
What I like though is that if Spore is the last layer in terms of like going micro, that's great because that is where people will stop playing the game. You know what I mean? Like that will be the natural end of the game because people will stop playing it. Because
I love
it's
that
bad.
It's it's an inversion on the Spore formula, where Spore just get bigger and like bigger and worse. Right. This game starts great and ends bad. Well, hold on. That's not. I don't think that adds up. So what's? But let's think about this. So Sims, how much smaller can we get from Sims? Like, what are some games that take place in a house or in a room?
Shit, Katamari Damacy. Like, yes, no, because Katamari Damacy has its own like natural growth.
We need a reverse Katamari knockoff minigame in our game where you are filling a house with items from your giant ball.
There's Harley's Humongous Adventure. That takes place, like, each level is its individual room.
Is there a Mr. I mean, the thing is, we don't have to constantly be getting smaller or bigger. We can sideload it, right? We could have a Mr. Mosquito in the house and a Sims in the house.
Fuck Mr. Mosquito! Yeah, I don't know. This sounds like too many. This sounds like, Nick, it sounds like we're talking about developing 12 games.
You never want to do that. That's a classic. We fell into that trap last week with both of our games. Do you have any ideas?
By the way, Animal Crossing got an update that I'm terrified. I actually haven't dipped into because I'm afraid to give that portion of my life to that game again.
Right.
They launched an update where you have storage units, which was like our game last week. What's up, Nintendo?
They're listening.
Like, thanks for listening, and I'm amazed that you could develop a game in like, an update to a game in like 3 days.
Right.
So now that we know that Nintendo listens to our show and fucking steals from it all the time, this one is from Meepo420. And Nintendo, just to explain, 420 is like a time and a day that people like to smoke weed and
fucking
party.
Griffin, you're going to have to explain to Reggie what weed is.
Okay, Reggie, ask Bill Trennan what weed is. He fucking knows.
Bill Trennan has, I've heard it. I'm just thinking of, what do you think Bill Trennan calls weed?
I mean, Kush, right?
Probably the good, I was thinking the good Kush, but I couldn't figure out why I was thinking that.
Because it's Bill Trennan. Okay, so, the Nintendo, listen. Meepo420 says, just give me a good Waluigi game, damn. So, I share Meepo's urgency.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what a Waluigi solo adventure would look like. Like, Wario has the greed and nastiness and the fart market cornered.
But Waluigi's not a fart guy. He's not a garlic guy. He's not even a money guy.
What is he? Because I just think he's Luigi's Wario, which is like 3 degrees abstracted. I don't know anything about the guy.
I was holding in front of me. We both had this situation happen to us, Griffin, where we got a package from Nintendo this week and got really excited, and then found out it was Mario Party Star Rush.
Yeah, there's a part. I mean, I kind of want to play it, but when you think a package is going to be the hot new Pokemon game, and then it's not, there's a certain deflation that happens.
There is a small deflation. So a slight
boner soft situation,
so to speak. And I'll not really hammer this point home twice in one episode, but I have been playing Mario Party alone on my 3DS.
Oh, Jesus, Nick.
And I was looking at, like, with the character select screen on Waluigi's profile, they have like a one sentence bio for every character. Wario's says president of WarioWare Inc., which I find very offensive because don't fucking talk about WarioWare if you're not going to make a new one.
Yeah.
Waluigi's is Luigi's rival, ... kind of. Like, even Nintendo has no...
They just have fucking nothing.
They have nothing. But that's what's so exciting.
They're going to sell a bunch of Waluigi amiibos, and people are going to get this, and they're going to open it up, and they're going to start to put it in their mouth, and then they're going to come to this horrible realization, which is like, This is a stranger to me.
Right, there's no flavor there. But I think that's exciting because I think it means they can that it's a, the playing like it's such a blank canvas, right? They can do whatever they want with it.
It's a blank canvas. It's a blank canvas that has remained blank I've played tennis with that motherfucker. I played golf with him. I've driven cars with him.
Waluigi has existed for more than half of my life at this
point. And he has nothing.
Nintendo was literally talking shit about Waluigi 2 hours ago on Twitter. They tweeted a photo of his amiibo and said, "Who are you inviting to your Mario Party Star Rush launch celebration? Waluigi invited himself."
You Fuck where you did, guys. Yeah, you are making money off Waluigi. You have included Waluigi in so many of your games. Give me a game, Waluigi's Circus.
Mm.
And then, like, have him do some stuff, and let me know what he is into.
Let's go down this rabbit hole, Griffin, because the idea of Waluigi on a trapeze is really making the sparks fly in my mind right now.
Even if it's things I know about Waluigi, he's kind of a fucking creeper.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's like a Pokemon Snap where you're Waluigi in the Mushroom Kingdom, you're in places you should not be,
like the Toad's Castle. Like
you're
sort
in
of
Toad's,
a sneak
you're
king
in Toad's
situation.
Castle, yes. Stealth game, a stealth game with Waluigi. Something
I think that's great because like they've done a good job of kind of diverging the genres for each of these breakout games. Like we didn't know that Luigi was as big of a scaredy cat as he is until Luigi's Mansion happened, right? Waluigi yeah. being a stealth creeper dude with also I still don't want to totally lose the circus thing because there's something just imagine him with those sort of circus clown juggling sticks that are shaped like bowling pins. That's a fun image.
That's
fun. Imagine a bunch of Waluigi's in a clown car.
Waluigi's stealth circus.
Did we just find our nug 20 minutes in and do it all by ourselves? Actually, I guess that was
I mean Meepo 420 was an important part of this. Let's hang on to Waluigi's stealth circus. You know what I just remembered? And it's something I remember every 6 months or so.
Huh.
Is that Nintendo made a game starring Princess Peach where she solves problems with her out-of-control emotions.
Yeah, it holds up to,
it's
like, no.
So bad. There is no level like of scrutiny under which that does not fucking collapse.
Literally, if I remember right, the touchscreen was just, like, cry, get angry,
yeah.
laugh. Like, that's maybe not the best.
Maybe just a shot-for-shot remake of that game, but it's Waluigi.
That would be good. Some equality, finally, from Nintendo.
And his shit, like...
That would actually make way more sense, because Peach is an incredibly, like, stoic...
She's the fucking ruler of this kingdom.
She's a pro. She doesn't get upset when she gets kidnapped. She doesn't, like, freak out ever. And the strongest emotion I see from Peach in, like, Paper Mario 1000 Year Door is she's, like, kind of bored when she gets kidnapped. Whereas Waluigi being just an out-of-control emotional roller coaster.
This is what I'm talking about. He's like a fucking party monster, right? So, like, you have these buttons on the bottom screen. It's also a stealth circus game, but you have these emotion buttons. Mm-hmm. But in, like, the Peach game, like, I don't know, she gets angry and she can breathe fire or something. When Waluigi gets angry, he just go off and he doesn't do anything. Like, he doesn't get powers. It's just, like, press the frustrated button and you press it. And then Waluigi just makes a fucking...
Just pitches a fit, just a big baby.
Just pitches a fucking fit and goes off.
And I think there should also be a button where he goes off in an entirely different way, where he just goes hard as hell and just starts partying.
He goes hard as hell. And then I think he has a button you press and he's just a shitty mess.
I love this.
I love this would be anything. Any amount of gravitas we can give this poor soul... Who Nintendo is just exploiting at this
and,
point.
And not only exploiting, openly mocking at every at
openly
every
mocking. We haven't done anything with you. Fuck you. Fuck you, Waluigi. I'm gonna hack Nintendo's account.
You're gonna Sombra Nintendo.
I'm gonna Sombra Nintendo. I just replace all the tweets with fuck you, Waluigi. You will never have a game.
Nobody would notice, because that's basically what their Twitter account is like today. It's fucking garbage. The Dead Cruiser, this is an image suggestion. It's a screenshot from one of those, like, targeted ads that Tumblr inserts that are advertising games. And this one says, hashtag App Store Top 5, hashtag Game of 2016, caution symbol emoji, warning in all caps. This game will make you delete all other games. And then there's
what's the game called?
I think it's called Decisive Battle Pacific. And then there's a big install now button.
But if you install it...
Warning, Griffin.
All the other games.
Don't fucking install this game. Know what you're getting into. It will make you. It's not like you'll get bored. Like, it's not. This is so great because this is the natural progression of warning. This game is very, like, addictive. Like, they went for another direction, which is this game will take over your life, will actually make you. Not like it'll indirectly force you to delete, because all of the games will seem like shit to you, I guess, is the suggestion.
Here's the thing, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
They might be right.
There's only one way to find out.
I'm saying, like, I see this ad, I get on my phone. I open up the game section of the App Store for the first time in like a year and a half. And I'm like, gotta check this game out. I check it out. And it is, of course, Dookie. And I'm like, ah, fuck all this. And then I just delete all of the games on my phone.
Okay.
To free up space of for photos and slow motion videos of my family and loved ones.
Yeah.
This game could be so bad that I play it and I'm like, well, I guess the App Store really is fucking dead. Boop. Gone.
That's true. So in that sense, I guess this game.
That's not fair.
Exists.
I played really bad chess, which is the most cool Games Inc. ass game.
Yep.
Like, have you played it?
Yeah. It's
fucking incredible.
Zach Gage, right?
Yeah. So, I think so.
Tell people what the premise of that is, just so they know that there's a real life CGI game out in the world.
Really Bad Chess is on iOS. Yeah, it is Zach Gage. And it's just chess, but your pieces are randomized, and you have a rank, and the more games you win, the higher your rank gets, and the higher your rank gets, the fewer, like, tight pieces you get.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're rank one, you may get, like, a lot of queens. But if you're a much, much higher rank, you could end up, like, with a lot of pawns and a couple knights, and that's it. Good luck.
Yeah, and to be clear, it's not like everyone gets random pieces, but it's not symmetrical. You don't have the same random pieces as your opponent.
It's great. It kind of like boils down the good stuff about chess of like having to make these strategic decisions, but like in a really refreshing way where you're not making the same strategic decisions that everybody's been making for the past 100,000 years.
Yeah, it's a free download too. So
it's good stuff, yeah.
Super worth checking out.
So what's up with the App Store?
What's up with apps?
I used to play a lot of them.
I think like in Pokemon Go just burned me so hard that like I have not downloaded a new iPhone game in a minute. And I realize we're veering dangerously into Nick and Griffin get genuinely mad about video games.
Well,
mode,
no, I think there's a connective tissue because I have fucking good ideas for apps.
Yeah.
And just like nobody's making them.
Do you want to rattle one off?
Do you have an idea? We've never, no, because it's a fucking gold and I'm going to use it one day and it's going to be the best game ever made. I'm going to make $1 billion if the app economy even survives that long for me to learn how video games are actually made by people. Do you have an idea for a game that you would not say on this show? I would not force you to say it.
Yeah.
But you know, if it got made, billionaire, trillionaire.
I have an idea for an iOS game that I won't say not, but I also am not convinced that it would be popular. I just, it is a music game person. It makes me really happy. It's a stupid idea.
Okay.
Do you want a new idea?
Yeah, I do. I just wanted to establish boundaries that you and I definitely had some nugs of gold and diamonds and precious sapphires.
Right. This podcast.
That we will not share with our audience.
Exactly. Like, I feel like this entire endeavor has been about getting the bad ones out of our system so that you and I can walk away every Friday and just
we've come up with some legit good games. We've come up with some legit good games on this show. We had a streak like earlier this month or last month where we had like three in a row that I wanted, but I have ones that I know would be a
fun. And when Griffin says we have come up with some good games, he means the inclusive we, like both of us and everyone listening.
Yes.
That's the we who.
Absolutely.
Broodling has a simple suggestion. It is just the words, get me clean. Just three words. And I love that. I think people are maybe getting a little out of control on Reddit now they don't have that like 140 character limit that there is on Twitter, so they can get real long with it. There's something I really appreciate about just get me clean, and that's for us to interpret.
Now, are they talking about from a... There's a couple interpretations of this. One that I don't necessarily want to do a deep dive into on our comedy games podcast, but are they talking about actually scrubbing, or are they talking about from like a rehabilitation standpoint?
Right. Well, let's be clear. Neither one of these are like appropriate points of building a game around. But maybe it's like get me clean from like maybe a Candy Crush addiction that I would be okay with. Like this game is like the nicotine patch for people who are addicted to like bad free to play games. Like you open this when you're craving that swipe, that Candy Crush swipe,
yeah,
and it lets you do all the same muscle memory things that Candy Crush has gotten you into.
I'd rather just scrub up a dirty boy.
Okay, all right. Just clean it. Just clean. This particular listener, or just a,
or maybe it's a dog. Bath time.
Bath time with a dog. I guess that's nice.
Or a kitty. Uh-oh, he doesn't want to be in there.
No, he hates that. Well, that's, I mean, obviously, that's, we got to save that for the end game. That's New Game Plus. When you prestige your sponge, you have to start bathing cats.
Can I read one?
Yes.
Dordriff says, Hitman, but you're Cupid, and you have to make the target's kiss.
I actually deliberately didn't select this one because I felt so, like, it was so up my alley, and all I ever do on this show anymore is talk about how much I admire the design of Hitman, but it's, I avoided
still
it because it was
it.
So good.
Still
Dog,
haven't dipped in.
It's getting to be that time. It's November. It's Game of the Year o'clock. Season 1
you're
of Hitman
right,
is out
right.
there. You gotta...
So, are you Jeremy Piven from the TV show Cupid?
I don't think you are in this case, no. I think you are a... I mean...
Sorry. Hey, everybody. This is Griffin McElroy with a public apology. Just Googled Cupid. That show ran for 15 episodes. So, doesn't pass the smell test for a reference on a podcast.
No,
I apologize.
The reference... I'll be 100% with you right now, and I'll tell you I did not know anything about what you were referencing there. I was thinking we go for a more classical... Kid Icarus, tiny, tiny little baby winged boy Cupid.
Hey, Nicholas.
What?
Here he is. That's not Pitt. It's not Jeremy Piven. Although it looks like Jeremy Piven.
A little bit.
It's Waluigi.
Okay.
All right. Waluigi's stealth dating sim.
Well, okay. So it's a Waluigi's stealth circus clown Cupid.
No, fuck the circus stuff. Throw that away. We just got back from our first meeting with the publishers, and they're very excited about the opportunities, but they said we have to cut all the circus stuff.
Okay, which publisher is this exactly that we came to saying, hey, we're going to make a game about a guy who looks but isn't Jeremy Piven and looks but isn't like Waluigi?
Like, no, it is Waluigi.
Okay, so it's Nintendo, right?
I'm saying Waluigi looks like Jeremy Piven. No, they aren't publishing, which is weird.
That is super, super weird.
The company that is publishing...
Is it Philips? Are we making the next CDI game?
It's actually Bonersoft. Okay. They're getting into the publishing game.
Interesting. Well, I've read a few sort of conspiracy theories on the internet that purport that Bonersoft is both Nintendo's penis detection middleware company and where they put all the games that they are too ashamed to publish themselves.
Right.
So that works for me.
Man, Cupid was a TV show, and it had that Jeremy Piven heat in it, and it was created by Rob Thomas, who did fucking Veronica Mars and iZombie. How did this thing fail? This thing was too big to fail. Now I'm all fucking angry about Cupid again. Anyway, this game, you are Waluigi. You are making members of the Mushroom Kingdom fall in love by sneaking around, shooting them with love arrows, and setting up deadly, but not deadly, romantic traps.
Okay, all right, so there's kind of a, what's that trap game called, it's like all one word, it's a PS2 or PS4 game where you're
deception
setting, yeah, we got like kind of a Waluigi deception vibe, that way we can keep the stealth element. So unlike in Deception, I think Waluigi is going to be setting traps, so it almost plays like Dishonored, I feel like, where uh-huh. you're stealthing around and you've just got unbelievable, just a wide array of gadgets, but these gadgets don't make someone fall into a spike pit, it makes them fall in love.
Now,
and
there is something about
the spike pit.
There's something about the deception games I would love to maintain. And we are really going to need a strong pitch for Reggie and Bill and the whole gang, Miyamoto-san, everybody, if we're going to get the green light on this. And that is, in the deception games, sometimes when you hit the intruders with the big stuff, their clothes fall off.
Okay, Griffin.
Their clothes get smashed off. So,
okay, Griffin.
Bowser's coming up. Oh, who's that stinking in? It's Bowser. Okay, let him come. Bowser starts storming up the stairs. He hits the tripwire, and then the love ball falls on him. Crack. His shell comes off.
I guess that is Bowser's clothes. Although I'm remembering now, there was that, like, do you remember that? There was that 3DS commercial that had, like, super fucking cool, fresh, new outfits for every Nintendo character. Like, Bowser had, like, some cool capri shorts and glasses.
That's fun, but I just kind of want to see a nude Bowser. Because what's under that shell? Like, what's under there? Like, there's stuff.
I wonder that too, Griffin. But in order to for there to be a nude Bowser, there needs to be a clothed Bowser, which we don't currently have. So I've sent you an image.
Okay, so this is kind of a fun Bowser, and he's wearing shorts.
Yeah, this is an official Nintendo release. Was it like they did a promotion with? Oh, it was the Kiari Pomu Pomu thing.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
That's what
yeah.
it was. So it's like
so he smashed that, and his clothes come off, but he's still Bowser. He's still got the shell on. Mm-hmm. I guess that worked. All right.
I'm not
I
really interested in what's under his shell. Like, God put that shell on him for a reason.
I do. I want to smash Bowser's shell and see if I can find something to flag the boner soft with.
Can I ask you, what's the best thing that you could find under his shell, and then what's the worst thing?
The best and worst thing are the same, and that is... His ding dong, but wait, listen.
Mm-hmm.
It's all flattened and smushed up because it was sort of tucked up into his shell.
Well, it's been there for his entire life, right?
for fucking 30 years.
I'm imagining you like with a slideshow standing in front of Bill and in front of Reggie, who we've spent almost the entire episode talking about, pitching them on this idea and just seeing how they react.
And Bill's just like, yeah, man, because he's fucking blazed.
He's super high. I love the idea too that like. They both shoot you down, and then after Reggie leaves the room, Bill pulls you aside and is like, hey, Griffin, I liked the idea.
We're going to put it on the eShop.
Yeah, it's an exclusive.
It'll be a 3DS eShop exclusive, which means no one's going to see it anyways. Yeah. Hoo boy. What if it's all like flat like a pancake, though? Like crazy.
Bowser's Wing Wong?
He has 9 kids.
Right, he's got to be using something.
He's got to be using something down there.
Is it now? Does Bowser's Wing Wong have the same sort of texture? Is it Bowser themed? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, it's definitely Cheeto like in every conceivable.
It's got a. Does it have spikes on it? Because I've seen some artwork where people seem split on that issue.
Interesting.
Some sort of a barbed, flattened Wing Wong hidden under his shell.
Nick, I'm gonna need you to. Do it again. I'm gonna need you to go unplug your the power cord for your router and then ship that to me, and I'm gonna hang on to it for a while.
Keep me offline
until you get your privileges back.
Putting me in timeout again is what's happening.
Yeah, just go ahead and ship me that power cord. Remember, I signed my name on it, so I know that it's
the
mine.
That one. Yeah,
yeah. No Twitter. No, especially. No Tumblr for just a while, and I'm just going to need that router power cord right now, please.
Can I still use my phone to get on DeviantArt, or is there a...
Of course you can, yeah.
Okay.
Just
right, well then...
make sure the mature content filter has been activated.
Okay. I'm looking through the Danknug Zone once again, and I'm trying to see what else...
I have a good one.
You do? Yeah, hit me up.
It's from Versus Gorilla, who says... Driving school simulator where you teach an AI teen to learn how to drive by shouting what to do into a mic.
I love this. So it's kind of like what was that one? Remember when like every Ubisoft game was like a 4-letter acronym? There was like
Hawks, Rift.
Yeah, HAWX Hawks. What was the one where you're screaming at army men on your Xbox?
Chan.
Well, that was the Jackie Chan.
That was where Jackie Chan's running around and doing his stunts, and you were like, please be careful. And he's like, okay, I will be. There was Hawks. There was Haze.
That wasn't them, though. That's not an acronym.
Fog, Mist, End War.
Wait, really?
I missed that one.
I did not.
So it'll be like, it'll be like Tony Hawk's End War. But
have we ever considered just doing a swap of Tom Clancy and Tony Hawk just for a year? Like a year
of
Luigi
fucking
thing?
Tom Clancy's American Wasteland? Hello?
That already sounds... I think that's what The Division was called when it was in development.
Tom Clancy's Underground? 2?
Tom Clancy's Downhill Jam is something I could get way into.
So...
Could it be?
Yeah,
could
it'll be like
Tom,
End War.
I'm sorry, Griffin, to interrupt,
no,
but
please,
I do
is,
have to say
the
out loud
now.
The words Tom Clancy's Tony Hawk's with an X Pro Skater 5.
So this will be like End War, except a shitty teen, right? Mm-hmm. And you're in the driver's seat and you got a clipboard.
This teen doesn't want to take a driver's license exam. His parents are saying you're 20. now. You need to get out of the house.
So there's several teens, right? And part of the game is analyzing what the teen is. Mm-hmm. What is teen?
Will they respond to the carrot, or do they need some verbal discipline? What kind of teen are we dealing with?
That's exactly what I'm saying. So if it's like a moody teen, right?
Okay.
Which is one of the main teen categories. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just
are we going to use, like, the RimWorld approach to teen generation here? Because it seems like a slippery slope.
Maybe there's a wide, beautiful cornucopia of teens. Maybe we just go to a high school and we scan every fucking teen in the joint to just make sure that we go to several high schools in different parts of the country, different parts of the world even. This is going to be the most diverse community of digital teens that you've ever, ever, ever experienced.
I feel like we're going to have to air gap our development PC so the NSA doesn't get at our valuable teen information, because we're going to get that robust with it.
It's going to get robust. And we're going to know, these teens... If something happens to these teens, IRL, these digital footprints will be so perfect, they will live on forever in cyberspace.
I love that. So it's sort of, there's an immortalization.
There's an
immortalization.
And so the parents will pay for this. The parents will pay for the game.
Are you proposing a situation, this is vaguely dystopian.
And we haven't even gotten to the fucking game yet.
You're saying if your teen happens to perish, or maybe they grow up and you want to revisit what your son or daughter
was like as a young person,
you have the option to come to what's our company called now? Soft Dick Enterprises or whatever the fuck you said.
I mean, the company's called Cool Games Inc. It's the name of the podcast.
Forgot about that. They can come to us, and for a nominal fee, they can relive what it was like to be with their teen, but they have to do it from the driver's seat of a car where there's brakes and a gas pedal on both sides of it.
These parents walking in to the huge office complex, which has a Cool Games Inc. Like, that's where we lease one of the office spaces. It's like a communal office thing. And they have to walk past a door that says BonerSoft on it.
Yep. Fucking welcome, like, welcome. It's like Westworld, but it sucks, and you can hang out with your dumb son again.
And it's like, Susan, I don't know about this. We should go.
The door locks behind them, though, I feel like. That's the way it has to.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you gotta hang out. Once you walk through the door, our terms of service say you gotta hang out with your dumb digital son.
So you've got your fucking digital dumb son in here, who's now 45, and you hate his guts.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who you loved? 17 son.
Teens,
you pop in on the teen son in our driving game, and anyway, that's just one. That's like a layer of it. Like, right, we haven't talked about the game.
It sounds to me like we've got like multiple SKUs of the game, where we've got the direct to business parent version, which is an in person premium experience where they get to hang out with the teen, and then we've got the classic retail release for $59.99. And we got to figure out what that half is. We got to get those ducks in a row first.
Yeah. So let's role play this just to see if this is as robust as it could be. Mm-hmm. And we'll take turns being the instructor, right? So you be the driving instructor. I'll be the first teen.
Okay.
And so, like, I'll get in the car. Erp.
All right. Welcome to your test. You've already passed the written portion of it with flying colors. So this should be pretty easy. Have you ever been behind the wheel of a vehicle before?
Why, no, I haven't.
All right. Let's go ahead and put your hands on the steering wheel itself. But I'm going to say,
it's a cold one.
You mean this? All right, that's not incorrect. Your hands, you did not place them at 10 and 2, though. I noticed you placed them at 10 and 9. You've kind of got your wrists crossed there, and they're side by side. You want to? I'm going to give you another shot at it because I know maybe you're nervous or.
Mm-hmm.
So, Let's go ahead and let's get the car. Right now it's in park. Can you swap that into drive for me?
Which one's that again?
That's so weird because you did so well in the written part. That's where we go. The car goes. I haven't had to explain this before. So
which
car goes
letter?
Drive? Which letter is drive?
Mm-hmm.
It's the one. It's D. A good sort of mnemonic device you can use that I use to remember it is that's the first letter of the word drive. So in the future.
It's also the first letter in Daniel, your name.
Okay, well, my name is Mike, but I do appreciate that there are other words that start with D, and even some of them are proper nouns, some of them are regular nouns. But if you go ahead and pull that, and you know what you need to do first before you switch into drive, right?
Is this part of the test?
Yeah, actually, the test has been going for about 3 minutes now. Usually we're out of the parking lot by this point, but I don't want to rush you. Safety is definitely a big concern for us here at this DMV. Let's go.
I've burned myself with the cigarette lighter.
You have. And if you could
quite badly.
Yeah, set that down. I notice you have written Daniel in your leg with a cigarette lighter.
It's for you, Daniel.
Yeah, not again. Even if my name was Daniel, I would probably still request that you don't do that to your body. What? Which level of the game is this? I'm sorry, I need to pop out of VR for a second.
This is the tutorial.
Okay.
If you can't handle me at my Daniel, you don't deserve me at my Micah. That's level 2.
Okay, I think I said Mike, not Micah is my name.
Okay.
All right.
Where do you want to go?
I would like to go back into the building with you. I don't know that we should...
Okay, here we go.
All right, so compliment sandwich. I'm actually really impressed. You actually perfectly shifted into drive. You did a nice 3-point turn in the parking lot to get us facing towards the DMV building. Wish you hadn't driven through the doors. But again, bottom layer of the compliment sandwich. You managed to put your seatbelt on and my seatbelt on and get us in park once we sort of landed in the sort of lounge area where all the magazines are. So you passed.
Can I get 2 licenses?
You would
one
have
is
to...
for my younger brother so he can drink.
So you want a driver's license for you and a drinker's license.
Mine's for driving.
And how old is your brother?
He's 7.
Okay. Alright. We're gonna have to flunk you this time. However, you can come back as many times as you want. I think the limit is 4 times.
Let's go right now then, baby.
You actually do have to come back another day. We close at 6. It's actually 6:02 right now, so my shift is over. Which actually means I'm not on the clock. So if you want to go somewhere just as friends, we could maybe go through a drive-through or something and just hang out.
Arby's it is. I'll drive.
And scene.
Nope, not yet.
Fuck you.
We're still in it, baby.
All right. It's
So that's a fucking don't you think this is a good game? And that's just one character.
I'll be honest, until that I did not think it was a good game, and now I think that it is in fact a good game. And if the whole cast of characters has the breadth and depth of what did you say his name was? Who is he?
You didn't ask.
Yeah, I need you to tell me.
Very rude.
Is it Varry, like Barry? It's very, very rude.
It's just, no, it's Barry Rude.
Barry Rude.
Apps. It's, that's just one character, too. So here, this team, you gotta kind of fucking, like, work around them. You gotta kind of figure them out. I think there's a lot more basic teams that are just like, ugh, I guess.
Right, we've got some vanilla teens, and then we've got characters like Barry Rude, who really it's more of a controlled detonation more than it is a driving test.
Then we have the fucking jocks, and the jocks drive far too fast, mm-hmm. and you have to stop that.
They're peeling out, they're doing donuts and drifting, and that's a whole nother kind of challenge for you, because maybe he looks like your bully from when you were a teen, and maybe that's a factor.
I think like a really popular command is going to be like, put the vape pen down.
Mm-hmm.
Stop vaping, please.
I don't want to get too far off the rails here, though, Griffin. This idea is extremely solid, and I like this cast of diverse, interesting.
Did you want to do one? I feel like I did mine for too long.
No, yeah, it's okay. I'm probably good.
You don't want to think of a fun. It's fun to think. It's fun to like step into somebody else's shoes for a bit.
Can I be honest with you, Griffin? My worry is that if we did do another sort of character exercise like that, you would maybe be a chaotic
I would just
version.
Be Barry Rude.
Barry Rude
again.
As the driver, and that frightens
Shit.
Me.
Shit,
that scares me a lot.
Probably. What would this be on? This could be on anything with a mic, right? That's everything.
Yeah, anything with an engine.
Switch got a mic.
I'm sure it's got a mic. It's Nintendo. It's got 3 gyroscopes, thermometer.
There's going to be a part in fucking Breath of the Wild where you actually breath. Like, that was why they fucking called it that.
Mm-hmm. Breathalyzer of the Wild.
Yeah. Miyamoto was like, it's going to be, how do you beat Ganon? You breathe into the thing. Please don't. Please.
Please don't.
We have to. We're Nintendo.
Someday I want to, like, be able to play this game on a virtual console, and Nintendo is like, doing an awesome job of future-proofing every single fucking game they make so that they can never be played again on any system. Do you know that, like, Mario Galaxy requires a fucking, like, Wii Remote and motion tracker to play it?
Huh.
Because you're constantly like picking up stars and shooting them into dude's mouth. So. Like, that fucking sucks. I want to be able to play that game on my futuristic, gigantic Game Boy that I'm going to buy in March.
Yeah. What can you do?
What can you do?
Nobody's nerfed.
First of all, I'm proud of us that we made a game that is not necessarily VR driven for once. It's got a microphone component, which I think is really nice.
Let me hit you with the title.
Yeah.
Riding in cars with teens.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It does what it says on the tin. It's got a fun sort of cinema reference that I know you like so much. Drivers.
Hit. Learning
the ropes. That's not bad. Test drive is already taken, right?
Test drive's is it anymore?
I think it's probably like public domain at this point. Test Drive Unlimited was a game.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Teen test. What if we did like DMV, but we made it stand for something else?
Dudes making vehicle.
Yeah, damage my vehicle.
Damage my vehicle. Don't move vehicle. Behind the wheel? Shout at these kids.
Teen shout?
Preserve your kids.
Forever teen.
Forever teens.
Forever teens is not bad. So I mean,
what's great is once we get this digital footprint, we could put them in any game. So this could be like Forever Teens : Learner's Permit.
Yeah,
and then we could do like Forever Teens RPG or something.
Like maybe Jackbox Games had a split a few years ago where they split off into like one company called Jellyvision who makes like direct business to business things like Netflix interfaces and stuff.
Yeah.
And the other ones are making games. I think we can actually name our product two separate things depending on where we send it.
So Cool Games Inc. is going to continue making the hot games that everybody craves every fucking week in, week out. Mm-hmm. Thankless, paymentless work, right?
But
we're going to keep on making those games that everybody loves. Meanwhile, we're going to split off Bonersoft, which is going to exclusively make games that preserve the digital footprints of your precious teens. Freezing them in digital amber so that you can access them anytime you want.
I like that.
We're gonna have to change the name of Bonersoft though, aren't we?
I don't think we are. We could.
I think we are.
You think parents are gonna be reticent to engage with a company called Bonersoft to access a perfect one-to-one recreation of their teenage child?
Yeah, I think they probably will have an issue with Bonersoft.
Is there a way that we could maybe spell it differently that would alleviate that? B-E-A-U-N.
Oh, that's fun. Bonersoft.
Like
John Boehner.
John Boehnersoft.
Yeah, Boehnersoft is fucking good. Boehnersoft it is. Time for Boehnersoft. Boehnersoft, I just typed it out. It looks really good.
It does? Looks like a game company?
Yeah, it looks like a game company.
Hmm. So maybe Boehnersoft is like the this week's, instead of having a hard and fast game this week, the launch of Boehnersoft, our new companion podcast where we don't make games, we just make B2B.
Boehnersoft is B2P. Boehnersoft is a new B2P enterprise. We are currently seeking $1.2 billion in angel investmenting. And with that, you're going to get a 6% share of all of our dividends from now on.
Mm-hmm. Do we go on Shark Tank with this? Is that what you're telling me?
Fuck Shark Tank. Fuck those old creeps. They got nothing for me.
I'm Mark Cuban, and I invented basketball or something? I think that's what he did.
Anyway, now I, like, fucking sell corn dogs or something. Do you want $10,000 and you can give me your whole company?
No.
No, eat shit.
No, we gotta do... Well, but we would get that good exposure, though, huh? I mean, that's why the only reason anyone goes on Shark Tank is to get in touch with those good B2P clients in TVs across America and every living room in the country.
But then we have to deal with that King Koopa-looking motherfucker that invented a juice company or something.
What's his name? Kevin Evil, the Nasty Man?
Yeah.
He's the world. Now, that dude is fucking Wario in IRL.
He is living Wario. I'm looking for $1.2 billion for this teen digital footprint creating company, you get 6%. He's like, I'll give you $100, and then you're gonna give me all of the company, and you're going to give me the shoes you have on right now.
That's how he works, though. That's Mr. Wonderful's whole thing. Like, literally 3 minutes into the first episode of Shark Tank I ever watched, I immediately, there was just, I've never in my life had a voice in the back of my head so clearly say, yo, that dude's into some freaky, nasty sex shit that you don't want to hear any more about. Like, immediately, he set off my red flag for just being
here's, and here's the promise I'm going to make. Not only are we not going to deal with this man on Shark Tank, we are going to scan everybody's digital footprint so everybody can go chill in this virtual world fucking forever and have, like, a dope-ass time, except him.
He's the
only one that gets left behind in the fucking flesh world.
A perfect world, a world without Mr. Wonderful.
And he just has to live there in his human stink.
His awful flesh
His
sack.
Human fleshy stink while the rest of us are like fucking zipping around with Sonic the Hedgehog.
Do you think there's a component to our tech where, let's say you're a parent in the year 2023, which is when I reckon this tech will be ready.
It's ready now.
And your friend's your teen's friend Billy comes over, and he's just an excellent teen. He's a great specimen. He gets his homework in on time.
Yeah,
grades done.
Yeah.
Can you hop into your go walk over to your VR pod
and borrow
room,
Billy for a sec?
Just live the life of maybe Billy's your son for the
climb
night.
Climb in the back to tank.
Have a fantasy teen for you to raise.
This is my teen. Billy, I love you so much, my teen.
You call him down for dinner. He comes down the stairs in 5 seconds.
In 5 seconds.
Smiling,
and he doesn't complain.
Says
and
grace.
He says grace, and he's not listening to music on his iPod.
No, he doesn't even have an... He has a flip phone that he only uses to call you and your wife.
And he bought that flip phone with his own money that he earned at the ice cream.
He's such a good boy. I love Billy. He says grace. It's a procedurally generated, beautiful prayer every time.
He's on the basketball team, but he leads in assists because he wants the other guys to like get the points.
Oh, he's such a good boy.
I love Billy. I want Billy to be my child.
Billy,
get in this fucking pod, Billy.
Do you know Billy is an honor student, but he actually attends the normal classes and stays late to teach himself the honor classes after school it's out because he doesn't want to like embarrass any of the other kids.
Did you know last Christmas he took all of his presents and he took them down to the food bank and he made all the people at the food bank eat his presents?
He's so good. He's such a good boy. Making everyone eat his GameCube.
I love my digital son, Billy.
I love that. Here's the thing, Griffin. I feel like we've hit on something extremely special and very broad that a lot of people are going to be interested in. Is my digital son, Billy, the third pillar of our tech that's almost our Nintendogs? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you come in for the package, right? And it's an expensive package, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like 24 Gs for an eternal scan.
Yeah.
Or... we can upsell you. There's a few packages. We'll Scotch guard your teen. Nothing's going to get on him in there. Or for just a clean 30, here's Billy.
I mean,
Billy's gonna love you forever.
I want to make sure we do this right, because honestly, Billy is in such high demand. I'm worried it might be like a Modern Warfare Remastered situation where we can make people buy all of our other shit just because they want that Billy so bad. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can only get Billy if you buy the special edition.
Yeah, shit. Let's not give away our whole business thing, because now we're to the outsider, to the layman listening to us, we probably sound like the bad Shark Tank man.
We do sound like Kevin O'Leary a little bit.
I don't want to do that. We got the nug. Banersoft is popping. And that's all you need to know. We have our first game, which was Forever Teens with a Z, : Drive Time. I mean, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, just say the first thing that comes to your mind.
This is specifically for the driving part?
Yeah. I'll say a driving word, you say a test word.
Oh,
but
okay.
But don't say test.
All right, I won't say test. Hold on, give me a second.
3, 2, 1.
Pencils
motor.
Down.
Motor.
Did you say motor?
Yeah.
I was thinking pencils down, !, motor.
Forever Teens, pencils down, motor.
I like that.
I fucking hate it, but it's the name of the thing. It's trash. It doesn't matter because Banersoft is everything now.
We are the new Google, I feel like.
And I'm going to buy Google and I'm going to delete the I'm feeling lucky button because you're just wasting everybody's fucking time.
Never works at all.
Thank you all for listening to Cool Games. That's it, right?
Yeah, I think it has to be.
Thank you all for listening to Cool Games, Inc. Thank you for all the Reddit submissions that we got. We'll try to think of a good way to make sure folks see that thread. Don't just go on Reddit and start posting shit.
Yeah,
there's a thread.
There's a good thread. It's like pinned at the top. It's in a green font. I'm getting really, really worried about us turning into Mr. Wonderful. Did you know that he made his fortune? Kevin O'Leary made his fortune founding, companies. Like he owned Broderbund, the Learning Company, Mindscape, like all of those children's game software companies were missed. That's where he made his bajillions of dollars.
Well, I mean, here's the thing: we just do one big bad Shark Tank King Koopa move, which I think is Banersoft, and that's going to generate the revenue that we, and then we go on a straight fucking, like, now we're on some Richard Garriott shit where we're going to spend all of our time and all of our money making games that are not going to be successful
because we can.
Because we have all the money from Banersoft.
We're going to buy our freedom from this world, this capitalist world.
Yeah,
allow us to just be completely free, full Ken Levine, make our next episode of Legos.
The next episode is going to be recorded in mine and Nick's studio in the fucking mystery castle.
Yeah, it's going to be a secret room. You got to pull on like a statue's head to get into our secret studio. The audio quality is going to be amazing. Nobody's going to listen to it.
No one will listen. There will be a 90% decrease in ambulances.
Oh, one last thing that I want to mention. We've got a... let me get this right in front of me. Oh, yeah. There is a Cool Games, Inc. game jam happening pretty soon. This is starting in December. It's on itch.io/jam/cool-jams-inc or Google Cool Jams, Inc. There's an in-person component to it that they're allowing 60 people to come through. But basically anyone who's on the internet can participate. There's sort of a countdown timer. It starts in 27 days, and it's a 48-hour game jam to make games based on existing Cool Games Inc. Games, and they'll all be hosted on itch.io, where you can download them and play them. It's happening at the Indies Workshop in Seattle, Washington, and that's Friday, December 2nd at 5 p.m. I think most people will probably be participating remotely via the internet, but people have talked about this idea for a while, and now it's finally happening, and I'm so, so excited to see what comes of it.
Great.
So the least we could do is... I guess give it a mention.
One other thing is Nick and I are working on a new video series that will hopefully be up next week, early next week. So follow us on Twitter and we'll let you know when that's out. I'm excited about it.
I am very excited too. Man, people really, I kind of like how we've said nothing about it. People don't even have the slightest idea what it is. That first episode, Griffin, I'm feeling good about it.
It's good shit. Anyway, till next time, I'm Griffin McElroy.
I'm Nick Robinson.
No problem. Fun.